Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, recently, a painting was bought in Dubai via an online auction. Now, it went for 53 million euro, but the new owner now has to build a venue to hang it in. It's the size of two football pitches, and as such, is the world's largest painting. Sacha Jaffrey is the artist behind it. He joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Sacha.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Good to talk to you, too. What's the concept behind the painting?
The concept behind the painting, it's called The Journey of Humanity. And the idea was that there was this moment, which we all know, just before COVID hit our world. And I felt that there was an opportunity to try and evoke real societal change and just bring us potentially to a higher level of consciousness, where we could care about and connect with our fellow man and woman. I sort of felt that we'd become very disconnected from ourselves, from each other, from our creator, whoever he or she is to us, but ultimately from the soul of the earth. We'd become so disconnected. And I wanted to create a painting that could potentially reconnect us to the soul of the earth and evoke and inspire the importance of empathy and the fact that we are all one. We've got to stop the bickering and the fighting and the judgment and the agenda and the manipulation. We've got to open our hearts and we've got to connect with empathy and with love and to see what, you know, what that could bring for the future of humanity and try and create a painting that would inspire that.
And each section then, did that have an individual theme within that?
Yeah, the painting sort of created, I guess, there are four clear sections. In the painting itself, the first is the soul of the earth, and that shows you all the energy rising up from the soul of the earth, all that pure energy that we need to reconnect back to, and then the roots bringing you back down into the soul of the earth. And the next section is nature. We haven't looked after our planet too well, so that's sort of, you know, showing the magic and the beauty of our planet, the mountains, the rivers, the trees, the lakes, the oceans, the mountains rising up out of the lake. The majesty of our planet, the oceans swirling around the central heart. And then the next section is humanity itself. It depicts the love and nurture of the mother, the guidance and protection of the father as they guide their child through life, enable their child to feel safe, loved, and brave so they can grow their wings, and then enter the final section, which is the solar system, to make their dreams come true. And it's that idea of just cleansing all the nonsense out of us and trying to move forward with a bit more pure intentions, and having that infinite possibility of the solar system and that hope, you know, trying to bring hope back to humanity and looking at it through the eyes of the child to try and really simplify it. That was the idea. And then I actually have six huge circular portals inside the painting. And that's all the children's artwork from all over the world that I gathered together from 140 countries of the world that came to me at Atlantis where I created it. And I then pasted those children's artwork into all these portals. So it's as if to say, you know, this is humanity as we know it, but I want to take us to a better world through these circular portals, through the hearts, minds, and souls of our children, which I feel is the best way, you know, to reconnect our planet is through the child.
And had you planned it to be as big as it became, or did it sort of, no. Did the tale grow in the telling, so to speak?
The tale grew. It was like, I believe it or not, I didn't even have one sketch, one idea. I had no vision of the painting. All I had was a lot of paint and a big canvas and time. And time to just, I don't know, connect to something greater than myself, become a bit of a channel, tap into something and just release energy on canvas. And then this sort of narrative, as it were, it evolves out of the canvas itself. It was just the most beautiful thing because I felt like a witness to it. I didn't feel like the creator of it, if you know what I mean.
Did you do each panel one at a time? Or because I assume that there was, pardon the pun, a bigger picture here in your mind. So
No, I mean, because obviously what I laid out a big canvas on a ballroom floor that's the size of two football pitches. So it's just under 20,000 square feet, which is hard to visualize. Mm. It's a big size. And that's a canvas. And it started off probably only about 8,000. And then I just sort of kept adding and growing it. And I never had the intention of it being the Guinness World Record for the largest art canvas in the world. That was not my intention. But halfway through, I was like, wow, this is getting pretty big. And then I just, in the end, filled the entire ballroom with canvas because I felt there was more inside me to come out, more energy and more stuff I wanted to just release. And then this whole like story and narrative came out of the paint. But no, I painted it as one huge piece, and then we cut it into 70 pieces after that to then auction those 70 pieces in 6 auctions around the world was the original idea. But you may know the story of what happened.
And that one person felt it would be wrong to separate them. And from what I've read, Sasha, I mean, you've kind of alluded to yourself. It was like you were somewhat possessed when you were painting this. It took a huge physical toll on you.
It did. I mean, I was in a bit of a trance, to be honest. The beautiful thing, I think, I guess, physically, it completely destroyed me. My two vertebrae went out. I had to have an emergency operation on my spine. And a rod put in my spine. My pelvis went out on 2 axes, you know, left and right and up and down, vertical and horizontal axes. And that pushed out my whole skeletal alignment. And then my actual heels just connected from my feet because that, you know, controls your whole posture through your spine, your pelvis, and your heel. And that just completely blew out. So I was in a complete state. I was having, like, painkiller injections in my hips. Just every sort of 4 or 5 hours, but I was in a complete trance. So I wasn't feeling the pain. And then I'd paint for 20 hours nonstop for 8 months solid. And I'd crash, you know, I'd go to bed and I'd wake up 4 hours later and I would be absolutely shattered. And I think I cannot even get out of bed. But something was just driving me to carry on. And I think it was just all these kids around the world, you know, that it's become sort of normal that we live in a world where children are dying every day, where children don't have enough food or water to get through the day, where, you know, mothers are abandoning their children. And that's almost become part of humanity. And it's not really, it's very sad that, you know, that we live in a world where children are taking their own lives under the age of 15. Mm-hmm. And it's such a desperate situation. And I just wanted to tap into that and see what we could give back to change that. It's become the norm. We're accepting that's the world we live in. And I think we've got to stop accepting it and try and do something about it because it's too painful to think about.
Well, indeed. And, you know, as you said, you painted it in the ballroom of the Atlantis Hotel. Was the hotel in general a bit empty when you were doing all this work?
It wasn't a bit empty. It was completely empty. So Dubai went into complete lockdown, and Dubai being the country it is, you know, you can't mess around with the law, right? So if they say you cannot leave your home, you don't leave your home. If they say you have to wear a mask, you wear a mask. There's no like, oh yeah, but I don't feel like it. You know, it's like, guys, that's the rule. So everyone was in their homes. I was in the hotel. There wasn't one other guest in the hotel. My wife and my daughter were with me. We had a little Wendy house in the ballroom for my daughter because it's a bit boring watching daddy paint for 20 hours. So she would play in the Wendy house and do her own little pictures. My wife would come in and out. They were given a room in Atlantis and really well looked after, but we were the only residents of the hotel. There was like 4 security guys and a few, you know, housekeeping staff, and that was it. And I used to sleep in the ballroom and, you know, just get my 4 hours kip and wake up. Sometimes I'd join them in the room, but rarely. It was extraordinary. My daughter was scootering around the hallway of Atlantis. You know, it was like her playground. It was unbelievable.
Were your family worried this might turn into a Shining type scenario?
My wife was amazing because, you know, I was so in a trance and committed to, like, I don't know what it was, but committed to creating something meaningful. And I felt there was an opportunity. And I felt it's a moment in history and I need to tap into that. And my wife, you know, lost me for 14 months because it took 8 months to create the painting. And I'm talking 20 hours a day. I'm not talking, you know, dipping in and out, painting when I felt like it. And then it took another 5 months to cut it into its 70 pieces, to stretch those pieces, you know, onto a stretcher in the way that you normally see a canvas on the wall. But then I took those 70 pieces back to a huge warehouse where I then added, you know, final layers and touches. And then I had to varnish each of them. And then we had to hang them all in a configuration that created one painting again. A lot of sacrifice, you know, but for an amazing cause. And just to have that result, it just feels like all of that was worth it.
And the $62 million, have you got a list of what children's charities the money's going to go to?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, as you pointed out, it was an extraordinary moment. The guy came in and, you know, he said, it cannot be broken up. I want to keep it together. So he outbid everyone from all over the world. There were bids coming in from a lot from Mexico and LA, Switzerland, which I guess is all the crypto boys in Switzerland, a few in Monaco, a few in London, actually. So anyway, there were, you know, South America, there was a couple. So they were coming in from around the world, and this guy put his hand up and went, bang, that's mine. Mm-hmm. And he's now going to build a museum, which is great, to keep the painting forever so it can be shared with the world. And then the hard work begins. We're lucky because this process was meant to take 9 months. Six auctions around the world. That's a lot of effort, a lot of logistics, you know, money needed for sponsorship to put on the events, a lot of energy. We've done it in one night, and now we can focus on the real cause here, which is the getting the money to the children. And the charities we're working with are the best in the business. So we have our four charity partners, which are UNICEF, UNESCO, the Global Gift Foundation, which is Eva Longoria's charity, which she's started with Maria Bravo, and Dubai Cares, which is the largest educational NGO in the world.
Right. And Andrew Abdone, the chap who bought the painting, as you say, he's building a museum. In the meantime, is there a wall big enough to hang the painting?
Is there a wall? No. I mean, there isn't. No. So the only way that it was hung was in the Atlantis, where they created a huge structure to hang it for that night. But no, there's no museum in the world big enough to house it currently. There are museum buildings big enough, but they don't have a single wall that's big enough, because most museums are, you know, two floors and they're made up of smaller rooms and spaces. So he is building a specific, you know, start from scratch, a sustainable museum, which will be built with sustainable products. It will run on wind and solar panel only, solar power. And it will be built specifically to house that painting only. But also, the thing I love is his vision of he's also going to build dormitories in the museum and workshops and a kitchen. And he's going to invite, you know, all these children from over the world, fly them over, bring them to Dubai where the museum will be, give them a week experience painting with me. You know, I'll be setting up a workshop, and it'll become a foundation where we can bring the orphaned refugees of the world together. We can paint together. They can see the painting. They can live in the space, you know, like a hotel, but it's like a dormitory. We cook meals for them, and we basically just show them love and empathy.
Sasha, that sounds pretty magnificent all around, and congratulations on your achievement. Hope you get some rest as well. It sounds like you could really do with it. Sasha Jaffrey, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sean. Lovely to chat.
Moncrief on News Talk.